Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome to this special Thursday, November 28th edition of Public Health Matters. I'm Cindy Hilbisch, dietitian at Coshocton County Health Department. Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on things we are most thankful for and enjoy a delicious meal with loved ones. With large meals come food safety risks. No matter how your meal comes together, everyone must work together to prevent foodborne illness. So follow these tips from USDA to ensure a food-safe meal this Thanksgiving. Tip number one, wash your hands. The first step of safe food prep is always hand washing. Hand washing reduces the risk of foodborne illness and is especially important after handling raw meat, poultry, and egg products. Tip number two, prevent cross-contamination. Turkeys can be large and hard to handle, which makes the risk of cross-contamination higher during Thanksgiving meal prep. Turkeys may contain salmonella and campylobacter, common germs that can make us sick. The USDA's recent study found that 60% of sinks were contaminated after handling raw poultry in the sink. So if you handle turkey in the sink, be sure to fully clean and sanitize your sink and other surfaces after handling your raw turkey. To clean surfaces, first wash them with soap and warm water to remove visible dirt. Then sanitize them using a solution of chlorine bleach or an alcohol-based solution. Sanitizing will reduce the number of germs present on the surface and ultimately leave your sinks, counters, and other surfaces safe from harmful bacteria. Tip number three, cook that turkey to 165 degrees Fahrenheit as measured by a food thermometer. This is the only way to kill bacteria fully. The proper way to temp a turkey is to test it in three areas, actually. The thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh. If one of those locations does not register at 165 degrees Fahrenheit,